Hey, kids.
You're listening to the internet's wettest podcast about video games, consoles,
and pancakes.
The SML Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is the SML Podcast. I am your host, Joe. Joining as usual, Aki's here. Aki, how are you doing? Jacob's not here.
I'm doing great. Jacob's not here.
Where is Jacob? We'll find out eventually.
I just finished eating not too long ago, so I'm starting to feel a little more like me.
That's not a good thing. That's scary.
Yeah. So probably significantly less fucks. I'm sorry, everybody. I don't have any energy right now.
I guess our guest is going to have to make up for it in the fuck department. Trey Armour of Gujarati is back. Trey, how are you doing?
Yes, thank you. I'm doing great, actually. Glad to be back. Also glad that Jacob hasn't made it in yet, so I can make my debut in peace. Team Aki all the way. I've already chosen a side, so this is that's basically how it's going to go this whole time. So
I have to be impartial. So as long as you chose a side, that's good, because I care. No,
you're not impartial. You hate both of us equally. There's a difference.
That's impartial.
No, it's not.
When it's equal, I don't have a preference.
Trey. It all goes around team in a Trey. Circle. It's okay.
Trey, how are you doing?
Doing great. Happy to be here. A musical story is launching, you know?
Yes, that is the new hotness from Digirati. For the people who don't know what a musical story is, give us the sales pitch.
Okay, so my version, I guess, of what a musical story is, in my words, is it's kind of like listening to an album while reading a book, but also not reading the book because there's no words in the game. It's like, I've never really experienced anything like it. It's just a different way to experience music and art and gaming and storytelling all like at one time. It is just a great time overall.
Like part of me wants to call it kind of like a walking simulator because of how exploratory and just like slow paced and chill it is, but there's no walking in the game. It's a rhythm game, so it's like a rhythm walk exploration, just chill experience. It's really, really something that stands out from what else is on the market these days.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was big into Guitar Hero, Rock Band, a lot of rhythm games way back in the day, and now it's like, oh yeah, playing this is just. I don't know. It is a rhythm game, yeah, but I've never experienced something like it before. I forget what review it was that I read, but their quick elevator pitch was like, it's like an interactive Pink Floyd album. It's like, that's perfect. Like, that's exactly what it is.
That's what you're going for.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were going. Jimi Hendrix, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Woodstock, that whole thing just mixed up. It does a great job of being what it is.
Root Beer in chat is demanding that I say the word. Yes, a musical story is quite unique. That is our key word on the show. Unique.
Is it a running gag? How many times? What would you say the average amount of times you say unique is per show?
We try to keep it down. There was an old website that used to have a writer that used unique way too frequently in his reviews. Like, we're talking like 7-8 times in a review.
Yeah, he'd used it a few times in a paragraph.
Yeah.
It was insane.
There was once he had like 3 in a sentence.
Just so many uniques.
Yes, and it became like a running gag at the end of the show. Our one other co-host on the Tuesday shows, Chris, would just read a review and we would laugh at the unique count, and that has become a running gag, is that every time we read a game description and unique pops up, we're like, unique.
Hit all the bells.
It's like the secret word on Pee-wee Playhouse.
I'll try to keep my uniques down. Tonight.
Okay.
Unique's down and fucks up. That's
Unique New York. Unique New York.
That's how we like to do it on the show. You can say New York as much as you want. I'm fine with that.
Like, I'm seriously starting to worry about you. Oh, there's Jacob. Holy shit. Welcome to the show.
Indeed. Holy shit.
Holy shit. What happened? Pooping.
I told you. I knew it. I called it.
It's true. I had an emergency poop.
Did you?
Yes.
I did.
You're my hero for that. Thank you.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said.
Jacob, this is Trey from Digerati. Trey, this is Jacob.
Hi.
Nice to meet you mid-show, Jacob.
I'm glad that this is my introduction.
Nice to meet you, Jacob. I'll be less hostile.
No, be more hostile.
I was on time, you know.
Well, you know. I was originally too.
No, you weren't.
I wish originally I could do whatever I wanted to as well. But we all don't have that luxury.
So, Jacob, we are talking about this game called A Musical Story, and you confided in me that this is one of your favorite games of the year so far.
Indeed. I fired it up last night, and holy shit. And I'm not saying I told Joe this, that like, unless something else magically just happens to come out in the next, like, however many more weeks we have in March, 3, I think, unless something magically comes out in the next 3 weeks, like, this is my Q1 entry for game of the year.
Nice.
I like, Joe was just like, oh, here, play the game. Like, we have an interview. Like,
I wasn't that blasé about it. I mean,
all right, I'll dig up the Facebook chat.
Facebook? Ugh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, some of us do. Anyway, some of us are like over the age of 30. We're nice. Old.
I mean, now, I'm over the age of 32. Fuck you.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to go watch Matlock now.
Oh, no.
What's that?
It comes on after what? Murder, She Wrote.
I think I know that one. That's about the old lady, right?
Yeah, but Jessica Fletcher, you know, played by
Angela Lansbury.
Yeah. Tom Bosley's on there, too.
You guys are just saying words.
So tell us about the game, Jacob. Tell us your thoughts on the game. We were kind of going somewhere with this.
So honestly, I was freaking blown away by it. I went in there not really knowing what to expect other than it's called, like, you know, A Musical Story. And it was just like, it's a rhythm game that is actually telling a story during it. And it's just like, I haven't had a game like this, probably like since like what, Beatles Rock Band, where like the campaign actually had like a storyline to it. And it's just fantastic. And you just have to hit two simple buttons, keep it in time, which, I mean, as a white person, that's really hard for me. So, I mean, like, already it's a challenging game for me. And it's just like, you know, as you complete each part, eventually you'll complete a chapter and you're treated to more animated spots that tell and even, like, you know, that continue to tell the story. And it's just, like, the animation is cool, the gameplay is tight, the music's solid. And it's just like, it feels like an interactive version of like Yellow Submarine or The Wall. Nice. And it's fucking phenomenal. And I really hope that people don't sleep on this game.
Well, thank you for that, Jacob. I take back every mean thing that I ever said about you when you
don't do that. Keep all the mean things you said about him fresh, fresh in your heart.
He 100% deserves them.
Don't worry. I'll go back and, once Joe posts this, I'll listen to hear what was said about me. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, you decide how you feel, Jacob. Don't let them.
Now, the thing is, are you going to listen to the show, or are you going to go back to the VOD and listen to what we said before the show?
Oh, my.
Yeah, we spent a lot of quality time together before the show.
We did. Yeah, we were shit-talking you so much.
You were shit-talking me as I was shitting.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So shit's all around. It's fine.
So about the game.
Yes, game.
Jacob, what kind of questions do you have about the game?
Oh, gosh.
You know this is an interview, right? You're supposed to ask questions?
Yeah, but I usually you're the one who's like initiating these things. I mean, it's
well, something I noticed with the game. I really enjoyed this. I'm assuming it's how the game is supposed to be, unless there was a glitch on my end. But I love that none of the achievements popped up and ruined the experience. They just popped silently. They popped
up for me.
Did they?
Yeah, they pop up for me too.
None of them popped for me.
Two out of three. It's on you, Joe.
I was like so impressed that the game wasn't popping achievements and it was just all silent in the background. And no, something's wrong with my system. Yay.
No, it pops them at the end of like each chapter and stuff like that. Like right in between like the gameplay and when like the next animated cinematic starts.
I got no pop-ups. So I don't know. Something's wrong on my end, I guess.
Uh-oh.
That doesn't shock me.
Have you tried turning off your Xbox and turning it back on?
You have to turn it off?
I mean, why would
you turn it off? If you turn it off, you can't play a musical story.
That's fair, but, you know. Have you also tried cleaning out all the cat hair from it?
No. There's probably another cat inside.
Have you ever actually cleaned any of your consoles?
Yes, Aki, I clean my shit. Jacob can attest that I take care of my electronics.
I've never cleaned the inside of any of my consoles.
Yeah, electronics are the only thing I take care of. I have zero care for myself, but as long as my Xbox is looking good, I'm happy.
Priorities.
So what are your priorities, Trey? What's going on with you these days?
Man, we are just, well, I say we, everyone. I am crazy busy with everything Digirati and Big Sugar. Especially, I mean, anytime we launch any game, it's just a wild week. And especially doing, so we had PlayStation launch on Wednesday. We had Switch launch today. We've got Xbox, Steam, iOS, Android tomorrow. It's just a lot of things going on at one time, and we've got a lot of other games that we work on as well. So it's just it's always a crazy time when we're launching a game. But yeah, just running at 100 miles an hour right now, and then after tomorrow, I'll probably sleep for for 3 days or so. Like, what? But, living the dream, I guess.
So Trey, I missed this part. What exactly is your role with Digirati?
Right on. Yeah, so I've got actually a lot. I manage all the social media marketing. I do influencer outreach, so anybody that, you know, I'll reach out to people and send them keys to stream the games that we're publishing. And then I also do developer relations. So I'll be reaching out to developers that are working on games that we're publishing and just kind of seeing if they need anything, if I can help them take care of anything. It's just really a lot of checking in on people. And I would say the main role for me is a social media manager, and I do some light community management as well.
Okay.
So in short, I just shitpost on social media.
Exactly what Jacob does.
That's what I was going to say. That's what Jacob does on our Facebook page.
Has become.
We're not so different, you and I.
I was going to say, so on share a level tips. Of 1 to 10, how terrible is our social media presence?
Look. Don't put me on the spot. No, I'm just kidding. I actually, personally, I stay far, far away from Facebook. I'm a lot more, man, I'm going to disappoint everyone here when I say that these days I'm on, I'm all across TikTok. Mainly. Yeah. So I really stay on Twitter and TikTok a lot. And those are like but mainly TikTok is individual game accounts. You know, I don't do anything where I'm like doing dances or you see my face. I make individual accounts for these games and then kind of market them there, just showing off gameplay and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
You need to dab on camera more, I guess.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're gonna have to have more of a camera presence now, Joe.
How many
I'm the only one who's on camera on this fucking show.
Yeah, but you just sit there so boringly.
Wait, no, hold on, I got an idea.
Get a giant hula hoop that lights up in the dark. You'll be fine.
No, skip that. Joe's got a bunch of fucking cats. Just take photos and videos of the cats, and that's just what we do now. That's it. That's all.
I mean, TikToks that have that actually do really well, but
the SML cat cast.
I'm telling you.
Or podcast.
You gotta find your niche there.
It's like a cat cafe. It's
been nine years. We finally figured out what the fuck we're doing with this show.
It's on the TikTok.
Hey, yeah. I've spent $25 on the marketing of this podcast. So
there you go.
Which was 25 more than you probably needed.
Well, one of them was accidental, or 15 of it was accidental. So
I really only meant to spend 10.
I missed the story on the accidental 15. What the hell happened there? I remember you said you spent $10 intentionally.
So it's upcoming. So essentially what happened is the RBI baseball games have officially been delisted, and I forgot which one I had already purchased. And I thought I needed a code for 21 and not 20. And so I found a key for it, and I purchased it, and then I made sure on the Xbox site that it said that I didn't own it. And then after I tried to redeem it, it's like, oh, wait, you already own the game. So now we're going to be running a contest to eventually give away this RBI Baseball 21 code. So that's $15 of marketing I accidentally spent.
Easy worth.
Easy. We're counting that as marketing?
Yes, because they have to like our Twitter account to be able to enter in the contest. Yep. So There you go.
If we're counting then I'm counting all the money I've spent on like t-shirts and business cards and goddamn chapstick.
It absolutely counts.
I mean, those are write-offs for business expenses. So yes,
we have to make money. Otherwise, this is a hobby. The IRS has a very dim view on that.
Jackasses.
All right, so back to musical story. So I'm really curious, like, what made Digirati be like, hell yeah, let's push forward with a game like this? Because normally when I think of, like, music-based games, I mean, it's like, it's Rock Band, Guitar Hero, and, like, a plethora of other, like, clones that are all dead or dying. So what made you folks enter in this genre for this one?
For this one, so we had actually one of the composers on A Musical Story is a composer on another game that we're also publishing. So that's kind of how we met him. His name's Charles Barton. Charles Ballon. I butchered it in saying it with a French accent.
I would screw it up too.
So. I'll try to do Charles justice. Shout out Charles. But we met him through another game that we're working on, and he kind of pitched us this idea. And I wasn't really in the round table talks for this game because we actually signed this quite a while ago. And but I do remember playing it and getting asked, like, you know, what my thoughts were on it, and just, you know, obviously saying yes, because I mean, just the music alone at that point, I think when we played it, prototyped it, like, none of the art was even in the game. It was all just kind of like a storyboard on this is going to be here. Whenever you're playing these notes in this music. And I the music alone sold it. And then when you've got the art mixed in there and everything too, especially when it gets animated, there was a time, after we had signed it, when I was testing the game, where it was, you know, just stills, still images that would be played whenever you would complete a loop. And I was amazed at that. And then when I get this build in where like everything's animated, it's just like, oh my God. I think there's a lot of times, you know, we get in a lot of stuff where it's, we say no to, and there's a lot of stuff that we have, long conversations about on if we should sign or not sign. And this one was kind of just a no brainer. Honestly, it was a very fast process of, getting pitched the game and then, you know, signing it to a contract.
And like, and realizing like, holy shit, this totally works.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That's the crazy, like it worked as it with no art, honestly. Like it was just the music was so enthralling. And then whenever, you know, Alexandre put his art in there, it's just, oh my God, it really changed it, flipped it on its head and like made it like, this is going to be a real thing. And it is. It was definitely one of those, like, we've got to sign this now.
Now is like the storyline, like, was that always going to be a thing in there? Or was it just like, Like, were there other ideas of just like, oh, well, you could just play through this song, like kind of like a Rock Band or Guitar Hero thing, or was it always going to be this like story that, you know, just keeps going,
right?
Throughout it,
we so with our relationship with the game, ever since, you know, we were pitched their game design document. I mean, had the whole story already laid out, very well put together. They're just a very professional group of guys. Everything story laid out, just kind of prototypes, concept art, and all of that. So yeah, it was always they had the main idea there the whole time, you know, but it was just getting everything together, you know, creating everything and putting it all together and making it actually happen. And they did a phenomenal job.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, now I'm not going to lie. I was a tad baked when I was checking it out last night.
I mean,
Seems like the way you have to play this game.
Yes.
Yeah. Honestly, I mean, it helps. I'm not going to lie. It does. But
I enjoyed it without being baked.
Well, congratulations. Yeah,
but did you have Rally's fries?
No.
I mean, I didn't either, but...
I ate all that on Tuesday. 2 days worth of food I ate on Tuesday. I was so hungry. It was so good. I couldn't help it. Leave me alone.
But, as I said, as I said earlier, like, it felt like an interactive movie, that, you know, you're the one playing the music to it. And it's just like, I don't know. I just really appreciated that. Like, not only was it a story, but it was an experience with it. And one of the things I really enjoy about the game is that if you fuck up, it doesn't punish you. I mean, you just have to play the section again. Like, there's no like game over. There's no like, you know, it's just get it
there's
right.
No dude. Fail state. It's
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something I really appreciate because it makes the game way more accessible to everybody. And you don't, I mean, like, yeah, you're kind of kicking yourself because once again, you have to do the whole full circle again. But, you know, at the same time, it's just like you're eager to move on to the next part. I don't know. I really enjoyed that part of the gameplay with it.
Yeah. It makes it really difficult to break that immersion whenever there's not a game over or a technical, like a restart. You know, I guess you are restarting the loop, but I think it's just so cool the way they've done it to where it loops every time too. And it's almost like it's just everything's a perfect loop. So even if you mess up, it still
works. It still works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question about that actually. When you've beaten the game, like, because there's a lot of achievements in this for fucking perfecting. Yes. Like every level, do you have to replay the entire game all over again, or is there like an area where you can select which level so you can just try and get that perfected, or do you have to replay the entire thing and hopefully not fuck it up the next time you're right around?
You can go through and play individual chapters and perfect them to get
to get that
all what is it like after chapter six or seven the map opens up.
Yes. Yeah. And you get those different paths based on, you know, like mistakes and stuff.
Okay. Cause I haven't played very much. I've only played through the first two chapters.
Oh, okay. Right on.
Cause I got it last night, but again, I was sick all night, so I didn't think of even downloading it. So I downloaded it before the show and I only got to play a couple levels before this started. And I was like, and I played the very first, the tutorial, and I didn't get it perfect because I didn't even realize I was supposed to start clicking the button. and I was like, once that was over, I was like, oh, is there a way? Okay, retry. But it was already in the next chapter. I'm like, shit. And I couldn't see anything that said to go back. I was like, okay, erase data. I was I hope I don't have to do that every time. That's going to be seriously irritating.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I know it is really, really. I mean, Charles, the composer on the game, like every time he plays through, it's just perfect. I mean, obviously because he wrote the music and made the music, but it's just crazy to see. Like, I've played it and I can't get perfect like half the time, and just knowing that someone can just go through it basically with their eyes closed.
Yeah, see, I have no rhythm whatsoever, so like I Joe knows this and still gave me this code, and he also knows that I have to actually 100% every game, so I think this was his way of saying, hey, Aki, fuck you. I think that was his
personal fuck you. I was just trying to give you a game so you could be involved in the chat today. I mean, if you want to sit in the corner and do nothing, you can. I'm just trying to get you involved.
Yeah, so I was really worried about getting this, and now I'm still really worried about getting this. If you can't even do it, now I'm really scared. Oh, God, how hard do these get?
Right? It gets pretty difficult near the end.
Raider Biz and Carnage want to know if you're going to be streaming it on Twitch at all.
Yes, I actually will. I'll be streaming it tomorrow afternoon. I've got I'll probably be starting right around 4 p.m., but yeah, I'll be playing through. I can't say that I'll play through Central. 4 p.m. Okay. Central. Sorry, I forget that other places exist outside of my office. So
it's okay. Yeah, the episode doesn't go up until Saturday, so no one will hear this in time anyway.
Cool. But yeah.
So how was your stream yesterday? It sounded like it went really well.
Be like, we'll do
time travel.
So we'll be live tomorrow, but we're live every Friday, and it'll definitely be one that we revisit as well to try to get that perfect. So I doubt I'll ever do it, but
I believe in you.
But I'll try.
I'll 100% this. I'll 100% this in your honor. How's that sound?
Deal.
It'll take me probably a year or so, but I'll get it because I have to. It'll drive me nuts.
Nah, you'll be. I think one of the good things about the game is that the levels don't overstay their welcome. They're all fairly short chapters, and you know the music is great, and it doesn't get boring. You're not there like, all right, this song can end. Can we move on? It's always changing things up, and it's always keeping things good and different.
Are they all the same length? Because the only ones I've come across seem to be the exact same length. Are they all just that same amount, or does the circle eventually, because I assume it always stays in that circle, does it eventually take like a minute for it to go around it or something, or are they all like 10-15 second little things?
Yeah, so I mean, all the tracks aren't the same length, but the loops, I guess, technically are. It'll never go slower. I guess the longer you would have to wait in between notes, the notes would just be further spaced out, vice versa. Okay. Yeah. So you're always kind of on the same. You just kind of listen to the tempo, and that's, I guess, the speed that it's going at.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of listening in this game.
But no reading, which is good, because I don't know how to read.
No reading.
That doesn't shock me.
So, Trey, what are you playing these days? When you're not working on PR and Digirati stuff, what are you enjoying?
Man, okay, well, everyone's playing Elden Ring.
I'm not.
That's the thing. Everyone but Aki.
There we go.
And me. None of us have played Elden Ring.
You're not playing it? I'm shocked.
I have. I've been playing Elden Grid Legends.
Nice. But you own Elden Ring, though.
Yes, I do.
Are you the only one amongst us who owns it? Because I don't.
Tim has it.
Well, Tim has it.
Pernell has it, too, I believe.
Classic Tim.
There we go.
Elden Ring. I picked up Ollie World to get into that, and I'm really liking that. I play a lot of prospects for work. That takes up a lot of, I guess, my spare gaming time is used just playing random builds that get pitched to us. And I'm a longtime, lifelong Dota 2 player, so I play a lot of Dota 2.
And you have problems with this game?
It's, you know, sometimes when you would think that the simple ones would be fine if you're into such a complex game as Dota, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, I've watched people play Dota, and I see how many fucking buttons you have to pay attention to on that. This should be a piss take for you.
It depends. I really like the heroes in Dota where I just have to right click my mouse. That's all. that's what I specialize in. I'm really good at right clicking on things.
That's like me. I always pick the warriors in MMOs because all you have to do is hold the button and hit things.
Yeah. Oh, I dabbled in a little bit of Lost Ark.
How was that?
I enjoyed it. I did not have anyone to play with, so I was playing by myself. RIP, F's in the chat. But yeah, I liked it a lot. It was good. The combat was really fun. I will not lie and say I paid attention to the story. I just zoomed through all the text so I could smash more stuff. But
well, it's an MMO, so that's fine.
Yeah.
It's not like the story in MMOs really matter that much.
Yeah, you just want to go level up and get to the end game so I can min-max my stats.
I murder monsters.
The dream.
I wanted to try
that. What have y'all been playing besides a musical story?
I've been playing Grid Legends. I'm excited. I really enjoyed the last Grid game that came out. I love the Forza Horizon games, and I think this new Grid game is just really solid and enjoyable, and I'm having fun racing.
Yeah, I've been playing Elex 2 and Synergia. Because I'm reviewing those today.
I don't think I've heard of either of those. Synergia was the second one?
Yeah. Synergia is an old visual novel that's finally been ported to an Xbox.
Nice.
I tried to get it to review back when it came out on Steam, and they never answered us. I tried to get it for here, and then we got it here. So I'm like, hey, I still got it, whatever. And I own it on Steam.
Heyo.
Because I did buy it on Steam eventually, because I was like, I just fucking want the game. So, yeah, that's all I've been playing, because I usually don't have time for anything other than my review games. So,
yeah, I totally get that.
And next week I have four.
I'm still playing Hot Wheels Unleashed, which I've been playing since before that came out, because the SpongeBob Racing season's still going, so I'm earning I'm earning my gears and credits as much as I can. Although I did finally finish upgrading all of the cars in the game, so the only cars that I still have yet to get are the secret ones, which I don't believe require upgrading. So once I finally get those. But yeah, it's that. I still play Super Mega Baseball 2 regularly. I was playing Cyberpunk 2077, for which is being reviewed tonight.
Ooh, I'll have to read that. That's one that I actually have not played. I have stayed away.
It's interesting. I'm not entirely sure what to think of it. But it's an interesting and ambitious title.
It's the this is the 1.5 updates out, yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I might. Maybe this is bad. If it goes back on sale. They're big. They're AAA. I can pay
full
price for them.
Rumor has it it's going free to play.
Oh, what?
Huh?
I had
read an article about that earlier in the week, that it's rumored that it's going free to play and or moving to Xbox Game Pass.
Okay, the latter.
I could see a Game Pass or possibly a PlayStation Now arrival, but I don't see Cyberpunk going free to play.
I just don't know how they would monetize that.
Yeah,
Microsoft got that Cyberpunk money. Throw that around.
Cyber boobies.
I mean, there's some good stuff coming to Game Pass. This could be a good segue into news. If Trey, do you want to talk news with us? News of the week?
I can definitely talk news of the week.
Well, hold on. I still actually have a question about a musical story.
Yes.
Okay.
I know, Aki, you're disappointed. So out of curiosity, obviously you can't reveal too much, but are there plans for sequels for this? Are there other story ideas that are brewing, or
That's a very good question that I will have to ask the devs. I don't know, with the way that it ended, without spoiling anything, if a sequel I guess in this universe would be a thing, but I don't know if maybe they would go just do kind of like another. Because this is kind of like an album,
Well, right, and it's just I didn't really mean is there going to be a sequel to it?
Another musical story,
right? Something with this gameplay, similar idea,
a new album.
It could be like Yellow Submarine. It could be like some sci-fi. Adventure, heavy metal, those kind of
Carnage wants a ska version.
Hey, that actually, real big fish
version. Ska musical story.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's definitely something that we could bring up to the devs to see. I think you know, it's really up to them on what they as a studio want to make next. This they definitely nailed it with this one, and they're amazing musicians and artists. So I honestly would just be interested in whatever they would decide to make next, because they are some of the most creative people that I've ever worked with.
Yeah, and I mean, it was the creativity with it that I was just honestly blown away with it, because generally everyone considers this genre to be dead, for better for worse. You know, and it's just like, you know, Rock Band's still chugging along. Like, you've got Fuser, which I mean, I really dug, but it's just, it kind of just felt like a different version of Rock Band. You know, like with some, obviously some other stuff added into it, but, it just felt like along those lines. Meanwhile, like what really blew me away with this game is just how, like, how fresh and new it felt, you know, that instead of just, you know, like that little 3-4 minute story, like, or song, like we're just getting treated to like a full blown story. And it's like, you are controlling the music to it, by how well you're doing. And like you're controlling like the length of the song by how much you suck, you know. But it's just like that's what I love. Like, it just felt like a breath of fresh air for that genre, and I really hope it continues.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I've honestly, like, this is one of those games where it's I listen to this soundtrack like in my car, or while I'm at home working. You know, like, it's one that I play in the background, which is not really typical for me with, like, I don't really frequent video game soundtracks. It's not, you know, something that I go to, but this one, absolutely. Yes.
Is the soundtrack available to buy?
Yeah. So tomorrow, out on Steam, it comes bundled in the deluxe edition.
Okay. Like, is there any like other like release plan, like iTunes or any of that kind of stuff?
So right now I believe we're, might be talking about Bandcamp. Okay. But yeah, I'll have to double check with the production team and see if we're uploading it anywhere or if it's just going to be strictly on Steam to get the deluxe edition there.
Gotcha.
Speaking of Bandcamp, have you heard the news about them?
Yes. Recently acquired, right?
Yeah. Yep. I guess this is a different segue into the news, but, Epic Games bought Bandcamp. What are your thoughts, Aki? I hear you sighing.
Fuck Epic. That's always my opinion on Epic. Fuck Epic. I hate Epic. God damn it. They ruin everything.
How are they ruining everything?
They exist.
Oh, no.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with you on this one. I don't know what they're ruining by existing.
I have a very different take on Epic.
What are your thoughts on
it? I know they get a lot of flack for exclusivity and all the deals and everything, but a lot of the studios that I've worked with and deals that we've made with Epic, when we do Epic exclusive deals, the money goes straight to the devs, which allows them to, you know, hire more people and pay their bills with it and stuff. So I see it from that perspective, to where they're helping smaller studios achieve what they want to achieve with these deals. But then I also see from, you know, the consumer side of things where it's, you know, they don't like a lot of what they're doing and the way they practice stuff. And I totally understand that. But I think it's just seeing, like, working that closely with developers who get these grants from Epic, like watching how it clearly changes their mood and them being able to, like, full-time dev, which has always been their dream, watching that come true for them is, like, kind of makes me a special place for Epic. But I totally understand why some people might not like them.
So what do you think they're going to do with Bandcamp? Like, what is their end game with Bandcamp? Like, I don't understand I don't get it. It's a confusing acquisition.
They're giving away games for free left and right. They're buying Bandcamp. They're probably going to start selling cars soon.
Well, I mean, first off, I mean, they're like, it gives them a platform to release game soundtracks on.
That's probably the right answer.
I mean, because right, I mean, there's right that right there, and also sometimes you just buy a business just to make money from it. I mean,
this is why I'm not a businessman.
How much money does Bandcamp make? I don't know. There's the stats on any of that.
All right, hold on.
Yeah,
let's. How much money does Bandcamp make?
Yes, Google it, Google Monkey.
Oh, Jesus. Part of me wonders if this has anything to do with their acquisition of Harmonix as well. Like, can we see some Bandcamp music make its way into Rock Band, possibly? Can we see...
Oh, that'd be cool.
Can we see possible...
Epic bought Harmonix. I feel like I knew this, but I forgot.
Yeah, months ago.
Yeah, that was that was a while ago. And you were in here when we...
No. I know I'm here for the news, but you have to remember, like, I mean, first off, we're here weekly discussing news that changes, you know.
News all the changes? Freaking time. What?
Hey, all right. The only thing it doesn't change is the Sonic 2 movie news, which I always provide for Aki's benefit. Life, kids, all that kind of stuff. And so it's just like, you know, there's so frequently like shit happened like a month ago that I'm like, I think I knew about that, but I'm not totally sure. I might just be making that up. I don't know. So, I can't find any info on how much Bandcamp actually pulls in.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
You know what else is a lot?
Failing.
There's a lot of games that come to Game Pass, and it is nice getting segue. Ridiculous with the number of games that come to Game Pass. March isn't too huge, but there's some good stuff on the way. Already available is Microsoft Flight Sim available on the cloud. So if you have an Xbox One or you play on the browser, now you can play Flight Sim. And then Far Changing Tides is a day one launch, and Lightning Returns Final Fantasy 13 hit console and PC Game Pass.
Not bad. It's the not the good Final Fantasy 13 game, but still, it's that I didn't like that one because it had time mechanics in it that you had to pay attention to. I don't like dealing with that.
Yeah, me neither. I want to explore at my own pace.
Exactly. Like, if it weren't for that, I would have loved that game, because otherwise it was a pretty good game. That ruined it, though. I hated that so much. I still haven't finished it, which drives me nuts.
Oh, well.
But, I need to do that.
Next week, we're getting a couple more games. Lawn Mowing Sim is finally making its way to Xbox One Game Pass after technical delays there were. Young Souls will be debuting on Game Pass. Kentucky Route Zero will be hitting Game Pass. And this was a big one. Guardians of the Galaxy will be dropping onto Game Pass on March 10th.
I'm stoked about that.
I didn't know that one. I knew about all the others. I hadn't heard that. Now I'm happy.
How did you miss that? That's the big one.
Yeah, that was the only one I didn't know about. I saw a giant picture of all of them. I don't know how I missed it. Oh, God.
Proud of you.
Oh, God. I'm bad.
Yeah,
I'm blind. That's my defense, and that's what I'm going with.
Trey, are you a Game Pass guy?
Yes, I absolutely am. I don't have a commercial Xbox unit, but I am a PC Game Pass lover.
Is there anything from Digirati on Game Pass? Have you guys
been
in conversations with Microsoft about that stuff?
We have a game called The Procession to Calvary, which is a point and click like Renaissance game. We've got Signs of the Sojourner, which is like a conversation card type game, like a moral simulator. It's a really, really heartfelt story. Another great game. And then I believe we also have Non-Guns, Doppelganger Edition in Game Pass as well. And we are, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, constantly in talks with the Game Pass team about working out some deals for our project. So
nice.
Probably in the future, you'll be seeing some more stuff from us.
Cool.
Get put on here.
Well, it's not all good news with Game Pass. There are a couple of games that are leaving on March 15th.
No.
We will be losing Nier Automata. That's a big one to go away.
Yeah, that's a shame. That's a good game.
Fogs, Phogs, Fogs. I don't remember what that one's about.
Is that the dog one with like it looks almost like cat dog?
Possibly.
Yes.
Jacob, look it up and tell us. Torchlight 3 and The Surge 2 are both leaving as well.
That's a shame. The Search 2 is apparently really good. I haven't actually played it.
I wish I could get back into Torchlight.
I put a lot of time into Torchlight 1 and 2 and then just never bought 3.
No.
And I don't know if I should regret it or not.
This Fogs game, how do you spell this?
P-H-O-G-S.
P-H-O-G-S. Okay. Like
really long cartoon dogs.
Yeah, yep, that is in fact what it is. Nice. And I thought it was spelled F-A-W-G-S, and it was coming up with some very interesting pictures of women.
That's why I spelled it. Fogs is fun, looks like a double-headed dildo. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Rootbeer. Speaking of Game Pass, Valve CEO Gabe Newell said they are more than happy to help Microsoft integrate Game Pass with Steam. So could we see Game Pass further expand on in the PC spectrum?
I mean, I think that's what Microsoft wants, so probably.
I think Microsoft won't be happy until you're playing Game Pass games on your PlayStation.
Well, yeah, no, I honestly think you're absolutely right about that. Like, I think that's their end game.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, I mean, yeah. I really think that at this point, they're really just going to try to sell you on a games as service kind of thing. And that's all the consoles are going to be, is just like you buy it every like 3-4 years, like a new car or something like that. And just, you know, update it. And they just keep selling you on freaking Game Pass all the time.
Hey, if it works, it works, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, PlayStation's trying to copy it with their rumored tiers for PlayStation Now, whatever they're going to be doing there. Hopefully news comes out on that. It's been rumored for a long time. But I think they're starting with the whole Shadow Warrior 3 launching onto PlayStation Now that they did. I think they're going to try getting more day one releases onto PlayStation Now until their official rollout of this new service happens that's been rumored for a while, but we'll see.
I saw an article about it, but I didn't get around to reading it. Like, so what are the three tiers of it?
The rumored tiers are, the current one would be basically like PlayStation Plus right now and PlayStation Now right now. The second one would include, I think, like time demos and shit like that. The third tier is supposedly going to include a bunch of classic games, like PS1, PS2 games.
So it's like a weird mix of like Xbox and Nintendo Switch Online?
Kinda.
Okay.
We'll see. Things can change. Who knows what they're going to do? Anything can happen. Some fun news. The Xbox Series X and S has sold more in Japan in 1 year than the Xbox One did in 7 years.
Do they list a reason for that?
Because Japan hates Xbox?
No. Well, no shit. I mean, but like, no, I mean, like, is there a reason why the Xbox Series X has done so well as it has this time?
I don't know, but I'm glad it's doing better.
Is it because there's like no PlayStation 5s to buy and they're just like, fuck it, I'll just get this? Or like, no, I'm being serious with that question.
I don't think there's any official reason why it's doing better. It's just doing, I honestly think the Series S is probably what's doing better, because Japan likes their tiny portable, like mini stuff because they have such small apartments over there. I think they're just, size matters over there.
Well, I think also, I don't remember who it was, but they did hire someone as the head of something in Japan. I don't remember who it was anymore. And I know he was pushing a little harder to get Xbox more integrated over there. So that could be part of it as well. I don't remember who it was. I'm sorry, because this was a while ago.
Rupert, last year, the 3D...
Sorry, what?
Rootbeer is saying last year the 3DS sold more than the Xbox in Japan, which doesn't surprise me.
That doesn't surprise me.
Not at all.
I think it's good to celebrate that they're actually doing decent with this console over there. Maybe
that excites me.
With the acquisitions and it doing a little bit better over there, maybe it'll convince more developers to bring their game. It's like Atlas finally bringing
a game, I really hope so,
to Xbox again with Soul Hackers 2.
God, I want that game so bad.
Yeah. Speaking of games coming to Game Pass, Pac-Man Museum Plus.
My kids are going to be so fucking stoked about that.
Yeah, got a launch date and lineup. Oh, yeah, lineup.
They love playing Pac-Man, and they also love the cartoon show. So any new Pac-Man shit is...
There's a cartoon show? What?
Oh, my fucking God. You know that there's been, like, multiple Pac-Man cartoon shows. Since the 80s. Since the
fucking 80s. For real?
Oh, Pac-Man my God.
Cereal. Joe, is he full
they
of shit?
They used to have Pac-Man, like, SpaghettiOs. I used to eat them as a kid. Wow. I loved them. How do you not know this?
I've never heard of it. I don't know.
Do you have Netflix?
I don't know any of this.
Do you have Netflix?
Yes. Yes, okay. But I rarely ever watch anything on it because I'm too busy playing games.
All right. Well, the current Pac-Man cartoon show is available to watch there. It's not bad. It's not great. But, you know, if you're 7 years old, it blows your mind.
I know what I'm doing directly after this.
Eating Pac-Man cereal?
Yes, I'm going to.
And then getting
40-year-old cereal.
Expired 20 years ago. Yep.
But yeah, the release date was announced as May 27th. It will be hitting Game Pass, and the full lineup of games is Pac-Man, Super Pac-Man, Pac-N-Pal, Pac-Land, Pac-Mania, Pac-Attack, Pac-N-Time, Pac-Man Arranged Arcade Version, Pac-Man Championship CS Version, Pac-Man Championship Edition, Pac-Motos, Pac-N-Roll Remix, Pac-Man Battle Royale, and Pac-Man 256. So a lot of Pac-Man goodness all coming to Game Pass.
Did they say how much it's going to cost if you don't have Game Pass?
Probably, but I didn't look.
Excellent reporting as always, Joe.
Hey, it's coming to Game Pass. I don't give a shit about price.
Right. I mean, it's better than what we do, so good job, Joe.
Trying to look up. I don't see any price for it yet. So,
oh well, it'll be some price between nothing and everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna guess $30. That's my guess. True.
Yeah, I mean, I figured it was
seems like a reasonable guess,
30 to 40. But yeah,
yeah, I would like to see it come out at 20. I think that's wishful thinking. My guess is gonna be $29.99.
Yeah.
No. Let's see what other news. Resident Evil 2, 3, and 7 will all be getting visual upgrades for current gen console via free updates.
I mean, I think that's
they can
cool
get
that
better.
Capcom
they already look amazing.
Yeah, they do look good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice that they did it. I kind of wish that they had just done that for like Devil May Cry 5 instead of like making us rebuy it. But you know, it's fine.
Wishful thinking. They want your money. yeah, that's the news I have. Anyone else have any news they want to talk about?
I, of course, have.
Jacob's news. A bitch, so of course he does.
God damn it.
Please tell me there's Sonic 2 movie news.
Of course there's Sonic 2 movie news.
This is another running gag, by the way, Trey.
y'all are in on Sonic 2.
He kept doing movie news and it kept being fucking Sonic, and I was so fucking tired of hearing Sonic news because it was constant without him. Even it was fucking constant. So now he does it just to push my fucking buttons.
And also the people in the chat would like, you know, they'd play along asking like, you know, oh, have they announced who's catering it yet? And so I'd actually waste Aki's time and like look it up while we were on the podcast. So
Yeah.
So anyway,
JC Catering Company, based out.
Ooh, they make an excellent mac and cheese. Let's see if we can find the recipe.
Oh, JC.
All right. So, I'm actually a little surprised Joe hasn't talked about the Steam Deck release at all.
Well,
so,
what's there to talk about? We talked about the models coming out. Now it's in people's hands, and people think it's okay.
Well, I mean, first off, Gabe is actually like hand delivering some of them.
Can he hand deliver mine?
No.
I'll buy it too.
No,
if he hand delivers it to me, I will fucking buy it.
What? All right, so that's why he's not hand delivering it to you. You didn't buy it at launch. God damn it, Aki.
But I will if he'll hand deliver it to me. That's awesome.
No, that's... Oh my!
I still haven't gotten my email. I pre-ordered it. I put down the minimum $5 just for the chance of buying one, but they still haven't hit me up. Apparently,
someone put down $10 and blew you out of the water.
Oh. Doubled my investment.
I put in for $501. So that's
it was happens. You, Jacob. It was you all.
Jacob did it.
What model are you trying to get, Trey? The big one?
I think it was the mid-tier one. Mm. I think it was like $600 because that was like, I can spend this without not eating for the month. So yeah, I know the big one. I was like, I couldn't, even if I could afford it, I don't think that I would ever be okay with spending that amount on one thing.
But Destiny 2 players are being warned by Bungie to not try to circumvent and play Destiny 2 on the Steam Deck. I don't mm-hmm. know what exactly all that what is about.
Fucking problem with
no, that? And there the way they worded it was so
they'll like, ban you from
very the, off-putting. Yeah, like, it was like
straight up.
Yeah, like, your you will account's be banned gonna forever. Be banned forever, and you'll never play ever again. Just like, oh my god, like,
did they say why? Is there a certain reason?
No, they so didn't. Very, that's why I'm so confused. That's why they have an issue.
Like, is it
like
not
if it works on it?
Yeah, but I don't think. It's
oh no, people have already able to play it.
Well,
there,
yeah, that's the thing, though. Have. You're not supposed to be able to, though.
No. And if you do, yeah, you get banned.
Not verified. Yeah.
I don't know why they just don't let you play it. I don't get it. It can handle it. Let people play on it. It's silly. So silly.
Maybe it's an issue with lag or ping issues that it just ruins the experience for other gamers if you have to put up with it.
Maybe it makes it easier to cheat.
Well, shit, I have shitty internet. Am I going to get banned just for playing it on my Xbox? No.
I hope so.
No, you're going to get banned for you being you.
Yeah. For all your profanity.
That is very possible. That's very, very possible, actually. I'm amazed I haven't been banned from a lot of places here.
All right, what other news, Jacob?
So, in case you're wondering how little Konami actually gives a shit about Silent Hill...
Oh, they've let the URL.
They forgot to renew the registration for silenthill.com.
Oh my god!
So back who bought in September it? 2019, it was on sale for a little under $10,000. Somebody nabbed it up quickly, and now when you type in silenthill.com, all it shows is a picture of a tweet. By Masahiro Ito, who is like the guy who designed Pyramid Head. I think he was also like the main director for Silent Hill 2. But yeah. Anyways, it's his tweet that just says, "I wish I hadn't designed fucking Pyramid Head."
And the Twitter icon is Pyramid Head.
Well, the thing is that like his whole thing, his rationale is that like it became too iconic, and so that's like. He wanted Silent Hill to be more than just Pyramid Head.
No.
And that's all it's become.
Oh, I assumed it was because of World 34.
Well, yeah.
World 34, though.
Yeah.
Hey, Trey.
Anyway.
Did Girardi had any Rule 34 stuff going on over here?
No, not yet. At least not that's come on
the
upon
fear
my radar.
In your voice as you say, not yet.
It's because I think it is out there already. I just don't know of it.
Well, ignorance is bliss. Rule 34, it exists. Therefore, there must be part of it. So.
Right. So, I mean, I could think of a few games where some, you know, there might be some people out there who are
Aki.
Dabbling in
probably
in the art of Rule 34 with some of our games.
I mean, realistically speaking, there was Rule 34 of Rivet before that game even came out. So, logically speaking.
Oh, you know what? Actually, there is. Grotto.
God.
Grotto. There is. For Grotto, I cannot remember where it was posted. But, yeah, they did.
Rule 34?
They did some furry stuff with a character from Grotto.
Yeah,
I am not familiar with Grotto. What is that one?
Grotto is it's actually not out on it's only out on Steam right now. But Grotto is kind of like a fortune teller simulator. You are this soothsayer in this cave, and this tribe comes and like asks your advice, and then you look up and you make a constellation, and there's, you know, probably 20 some odd constellations, maybe 25 in the game, and based on what you give them, that elicits a reaction or kind of like what they're going to do, and it affects the story. So you just sway this tribe's choices throughout by giving them constellations. It's a really trippy experience. It's made by Brainwash Gang, the team that did Non-Guns. Everything they do is kind of like out there and off the wall, but still like crazy cool.
Yeah, but yeah, that's pretty interesting. Is that going to be coming to console?
Yes. Yeah. It's in the process of porting right now.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll be coming to Earthang.
Yay! I like when things come to everything.
Yeah, that's what we do. We try to put out most games on everything.
All right, Jacob, what other news you got?
So the Twisted Metal TV series starring Anthony Mackie will be coming to Peacock.
I'll have another reason to use Peacock.
Yay.
I forgot Peacock existed.
Yeah, I meant to like start watching the new Saved by the Bell show, but I've only turned it on twice for the Olympics so my kids could watch it. Because like the other kids at school discuss the Olympics for whatever. Like, I don't know.
How old are your kids?
So only one of them actually goes to school, but see, seven. Which, like, I kind of forgot that like kids are actually interested in it, because I mean, I remember being hyped about it when I was a kid. Now, granted, that was also like 30 years ago and times were way different, but apparently kids still get hyped about that shit.
I like the volleyball portions.
True.
That's summer. True.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have winter volleyball. They have curling.
I mean, they could have winter volleyball. I'd be fine with that.
They could. I mean, tight outfits plus cold air makes equal
exactly
entertainment for Jesus both Aki Christ and I.
Exactly. More diamonds. As I said, it's
more diamonds.
Oh my God. All right. One more story, Jacob, because we got reviews to do. Trey's got to get out of here. We're holding him up.
Hold on. All right. Well, hold on. Does my one more story include Sonic, or is that separate? Jesus
yes. Christ. It includes Sonic.
No. So
I was tell me whatever Joe, garbage Sonic it is.
All right. So, Joe?
Just what's the news?
All right. Well, actually, it ties in with a different story, so I'll do both of them together. All right, so with the situation that is happening over in Russia and Ukraine, Russia's ruble has actually fallen to the point where Roblox dollars are actually worth more.
That's amazing.
So there's that, and also because companies are now pulling out of various things with Russia, Aki, here is your Sonic 2 movie news. Paramount is now taking it off the table, and it's unknown when Sonic the Hedgehog 2 will release over in Russia.
Good, fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah, don't make them suffer through Sonic 2. Yeah.
Wait, did you even watch Sonic 1 yet?
No.
That was your homework for this week, Aki.
No.
That was I your even homework for last week, too.
It's been homework for like the past 3 weeks. What the hell did I even do with that tab? Because I actually had it up during the show, and I did start watching it, but I never finished it. There it is. Okay, there it is. I have it. It's up right now. I'm probably not going to watch it tonight either, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try to remember. After this, I'm going to be talking with some people. But I'm going to try to watch it today-ish or tomorrow. I swear. Oh, Lord. Joe, just yell at me tomorrow. Make sure I watch this.
I have better things to do.
No, you don't. Don't lie. I have a piece of news, though.
Let's hear it.
Just one. It has nothing to do with gaming, but I was reminded of it because someone bought that website. Everyone knows that Texas is a kind of a shitty place because of the governor. Someone bought a website for the governor, and it's just sitting there trolling him, and it's fantastic, and I love it.
It's
fuck that guy in particular.
Well, it's Governor Abbott, but I don't remember who bought it.
Nor do I.
I bought it. It was me. I'm from Texas. I'm claiming.
Yeah, but I thought it was Chuck Tingle.
Like, I have no idea, but it's just trolling the dude, and I'm so happy.
Yeah, because it's like governorabbott.com.
Yeah, nobody likes Abbott.
He's such a fucking dickhead.
Nobody likes him. Nobody likes Ted Cruz. They're both losers.
Or Ron DeSantis in Florida. He's a shithead.
I don't even know how he's kept his job as long as he has, because like he got $9 million from an accident that put him in a wheelchair, and the very first thing he went and did was make sure that people couldn't get more than $250,000 for the exact same accident that he got $9 million in. That's the kind of piece of shit this motherfucker is. They should have known a long time ago that he was a piece of shit and didn't need to have power, and he's just furthered that constantly. I think we should just get all the people at risk out of Texas, let them secede from the U.S., and then invade them for oil and just wipe them out.
Invade them anyway.
Speaking of pieces of shit, Jacob, any other news?
Well, I was just confirming about the Governor Abbott. GovernorAbbott.com. It was actually purchased by Chuck Tingle,
nice.
Famed sci-fi and erotic
author. I was going to say, he's got a series of great erotic novels, doesn't he?
All butt stuff, too, isn't
know.
It?
No. However, titles such as Trans yes. Wizard Harriet Porber and the Bad Boy Parasolophus.
Yeah, they're like off-the-wall titles. Like
Harriet Porber, The Theater of Love.
My transvestite dinosaur bangs, like my three-legged uncle dog, like stuff like that.
Gay gent brontosaurus, the butt is not enough. Gay T-Rex law firm, executive boner, glazed by the gay living donuts, pounded by President Bigfoot, pounded by the gay color-changing dress, reamed by my reaction to the title of this book. Seduced by Dr. Bigfoot, the curse of Bigfoot butt camp, taken by the gay unicorn biker, space raptor butt invasion, shared by the chocolate milk cowboys.
How many of these are you going to read?
I will read them for the rest of the podcast. President Donald Loch Ness Trump.
Oh my God. Trey, do you have any news you want to talk about?
news. I would say
Monday pounds me in the butt.
The news that I have is that I'm sure everyone knows your musical story is out on PlayStation and Switch now, Xbox, iOS, Android, and Steam tomorrow. 10% launch discount all around.
And how much awesome. Is it?
$14.99, so 10%. I believe it comes out to like $13.49.
Totally fucking
US
worth it.
Dollars.
Totally worth it, and as I said, quarter one game of the year contender.
Mm. I hope it doesn't get dethroned.
Well, for quarter one, I mean, it's looking pretty good for it. Now, yeah. quarters two, three, and four, I make no guarantees.
It's okay. It'll be fine. I'll be happy with Q1. I'm good.
I don't know that Ryan's World platformer is coming out. That might give some stiff Ryan. Competition.
We're going to have to push that back.
Trey, I'm sorry.
Push it back into April. No, that's still good. Push it back into May. We'll be good.
Well, wait, is Outright releasing anything by the end of the... Like, does that DC superhero pets game come out by then?
Oh, well, hold on. Everyone just relax, okay? We can still salvage this.
Oh, my
this.
God. No, we can't. This episode's a fucking mess. This is terrible.
It's fine. We'll fix it in post. Fix it in post.
All right. Fixed. Everything's fixed. So glad that everyone listened to that. Everything is fixed now. I don't know what I fixed, but good enough, right?
Oh, that is true.
Oh, man. Well, Trey, we are going to let you get going. Thank you so much for joining us and hanging out with us. Where can people keep up to date with you and what you're doing?
Yeah. So you can follow the best place to follow me is really, honestly, at DigerottiDM on Twitter. That's where I do. We're most active and stuff to do announcements for games. You can find pretty much everything that you'll need there. Vidya, VIDYA game Trey on Twitter as well for my personal account. That's really just pictures of my dog. But if that's what you're into, yeah, he's really cute. So follow me there. Aki, great to meet you. Jacob, great to meet you.
Great meeting you.
Yeah, Joe, a pleasure as always. Everybody play a musical story. Thank you so much for having me on. This was a blast. I'll talk to y'all next time.
We love having you here. Right, come back again soon.
Absolutely. See y'all later. Around.
Have a good one.
Bye.
All right, we got to move on. We got reviews to take care of. Y'all ready for this?
I got more titles to read.
No.
Creamed in the butt by my handsome living corn. Slammed in the butthole by my concept of linear time. Dinosaur magicians Pin and Tucker make their wieners disappear in my butt. Leonardo DiCaprio finally wins his award and it pounds him in the butt.
First game to talk about tonight is Cyberpunk 2077, developed and published by CD Projekt Red, released back in December 2020 for $59.99, but just recently had the 1.5 update. Cyberpunk 2077 is an open-world action-adventure RPG set in the megalopolis of Night City, where you play as a cyberpunk mercenary wrapped up in a do-or-die fight for survival. Improved and featuring all new free additional content, customize your character and playstyle as you take on jobs, build a reputation, and unlock upgrades. The relationships you forge and the choices you make will shape the story and the world around you. Legends are made here. What will yours be? Jacob, tell us about your time with Cyberpunk 2077 and the new 1.5 update.
Yeah, wow, I have one question. One important question. Is it finally worth playing after 2 years?
Well, you'll find out by the end of the review.
No, just tell me now.
And also, you ruined my joke because I was about to be like, oh, wow, that sounds way more involved. I just spent the last week, you know, trying to figure out which penis my guy should have. Thanks a lot, Aki.
There's more than two? I thought there was circumcised and uncircumcised, and I thought that was...
Well, you could also decide length, and also you can have a vagina if you want.
Huh.
Yeah.
Like, so, $60, what's your verdict?
I'm going to have to restart this game.
I mean, that right there, I mean, I was actually kind of impressed by. I mean, that's pretty cool, like, that it's so inclusive on that. So, with the game, you can decide one of, like, three locations of where you start. You can either be, like, a street rat, you can be, like, somebody who grew up in like the rich businessy side of town, or you could be a nomad, you know, who grew up outside of Night City. I chose the street rat because I figured that's where they wanted me to head.
Cause you're Aladdin.
I was thinking more of like Newsies actually. But sure. Anyway, so yeah, and so you pretty much just start off, and the game, I thought it was real interesting because I got my ass handed to me a lot, even though the game's set on easy, and that's because you have to actually, like, level up your character. It's not like you're just going into, like, every other, like, first-person shooter and just, like, kicking everyone's ass. You, like, yeah, you're just gonna get your ass kicked all the damn time. And you do a bunch of missions, which of course level you up. You get skill points, and you can decide how you want to spend it. Like, do you want to spend it on health? Do you want to spend it on your reflexes, like your weapons abilities, your hacking abilities? Which, by the way, like, I really wish that like they had like tutorials like on the fly, like available that you could just access at any time on how like the hacking thing works, because in the tutorial it worked just fine, but then, like, I went back the next day and tried hacking into somebody's, like, I don't know what the hell it was, but it's like I had to, like, match up number stuff, and I did it exactly as the tutorial showed, and it still, like, was like, no, you didn't do it right, and then I don't know. I was really annoyed with that part.
It can be finicky sometimes.
But yeah, so you're just presented with this huge fucking city. And honestly, I found myself just watching like the city exist a lot of the time. And I spent a lot of time trying to figure out like what worked and what wouldn't. Because in the beginning, the game like just kind of guides you. And like there's certain like it won't let you like walk over an edge. But then once you start actually getting into the story, the game's like, oh, by the way, guess what? Oh, you just fell. Ha 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 ha. You have to restart now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I jumped off the side of a building just to see if I could. Like, just because I wanted to see how the city exists, and it's just...
Well, I knew you could jump off the side. I didn't realize that it prevented you from doing that in the tutorial.
in the beginning it does. But, but yeah, I honestly, I spent just as much time like doing missions and stuff like that in the game as just watching the city exist. And it's just, it's really, I really appreciated how immersive it was in that regard. Now, that being said, the story, I didn't find particularly engaging. I mean, I still want to keep playing it more, but it just, I don't know, it just didn't grab me. And it's just, I wanted more out of it. And it felt weird because it's just like, I was so sucked into this like living, breathing city, yet the story was just so far. And I was a little disappointed by that. The action, I mean, it's exciting. Like, you know, like moving from point A to point B and like getting guns and stuff like that. I wish that like some of like the inventory and stuff like that was explained better, with how stuff works. And granted, I haven't played any of CD Projekt Red's other games like The Witcher. So I don't know if this is like one of those things where it's just like, if you've played those games, you should know how this works and, you know, just fucking do it already. But this is a game that I really feel like if this had been released 20 years ago, I definitely like would have walked right back into GameStop and bought the strategy guide to go along with it. Cause it's definitely one that like, it feels like it needs a book.
I mean, there is a guide available for it.
Well, yeah, but I didn't get it. And also like, why do that when I could just like watch like a 5-minute YouTube video of somebody going, "Hey everybody, like hit that like and subscribe." And
that's exactly why I wouldn't watch the video.
I just skip past all that shit.
But yeah, it's just like, it's an interesting game. Like I missed it when it first came out because obviously I didn't have an Xbox Series X. And so I was like, yeah, I'm definitely not trying it. Now that I have, I think it's an interesting game. And like, I know that they're going to keep working on it and releasing more stuff to it. And I'm interested to see where that goes. Because the game feels like it has a shit ton of potential. It just needs to figure out where it wants to go. Yeah, it's just like all the stuff is there. They just got to make it work.
No,
like if that makes sense.
Which
is it still a glitchy mess though?
I had like one minor glitch in it during a fight with some clipping, but that was literally it. It ran very well. Like it ran very well on my Xbox Series X. I never experienced any kind of slowdown or anything like that. Like the graphics never looked like shit, or like, you know,
you weren't moving fast enough, but
well, damn it. I'm trying to like, I don't remember like what the term when like it downgrades it or whatever, like temporarily, yeah. But, it never did that for me. Like it looks beautiful through and through. And honestly, as I said, it's just like, I found myself watching the city just as much, as I was playing it. So
did you play it on the Xbox One or have you?
No, I'd said I didn't.
I missed that.
Do you mean like, did I like when I got this review copy, did I fire it up on my Xbox One?
Sure. Or? That too. Have you ever played it on
no,
the Xbox One?
No, I have not.
How
this is the only way.
How alive is the city? Cause I know on the Xbox One, it wasn't particularly filled with people. Yeah, there were people on the streets and stuff, but like if you walked into a bar, there might be like three or four people in there and one of them's the fucking bartender.
It feels like every place I went actually felt alive. Awesome. Now there were times in like corridors where like, you know, it just felt like, all right, well, we've got random homeless person here, random homeless person there. And I wish that there was like a little bit more interactivity with them. Like, cause sometimes they'll just like look up at you and it's like, what do you want? Like, but you know, it's still very much felt like a living, breathing city, inside an Xbox game.
Did you ever get into a shootout, in the middle of the road?
No, not yet.
Go do that. And then tell me how the, AI actually handles that. Cause on the Xbox One, they get out of their vehicles and they immediately just crouch and that's it. That's all. They never move from that point. Even
well, that was how long ago that you played,
like a year ago,
more than a year, I think.
No. So I would assume that AI issues like that have been worked out long before any like this 1.5 update stuff.
But well, it knows? Wasn't done by 1.3 either. So oh. I'm not sure if they even saw that as a problem or not. I who see knows? It as a problem because I think it's stupid, but but I don't know if they did is the thing. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jacob, the game is sitting at $60 normal price, although if you're a good bargain shopper, you could find it under 20 if you want. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I think it's definitely worth more. They've ironed it out, and so it's just like, if you were fearful of like buying like a game that's just going to glitch out or slow down all the damn time, you could put those fears to rest. If you were interested and you want to hop in and you're trying to find the right time, now's the time to hop in. As I said, like, I felt the storyline could have been stronger, but as a $60 game at the state it's in, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with paying $60 for it.
Nice.
I'd recommend checking it out. I don't know if I'd say that's an immediate buy it. But then again, as I said, I've never played any of CD Projekt Red's other games, so I don't know if this is like a slow burn that they traditionally do, or if it's just I just have to keep getting through.
Well, their games are massive. Through. Like, there's a lot of shit to do in their games.
Yeah. So. And so yeah,
they're all slow burns, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, I'd recommend checking it out. I'd also recommend having like a guide handy with it.
Speaking of the guide, you could get the guide for $8 from GameStop. Huh. You could get the collector's edition guide for $13 from GameStop.
What's the difference between the normal and
collector's edition
guide? You get the hardcover and like some behind the scenes bullshit. And
I wonder how much of that is actually still useful at this point with all the updates they've done.
And Aki brings up the point that I was actually kind of like, I don't know if I'd even want to buy a guide, because it's just like you'd figure so much of it has changed that I don't think they actually
changed the content. I mean, I'm sure they added to it, but I don't think it's like an MMO where they would just drastically alter the game's content.
The only thing you need to know how to do is figure out which one of the characters you want to fuck and how to fuck them. That's all you need to know in that game. That's it. Everything else is whatever. That's all you need to know. Which character do you want to fuck and how do you do it? The end.
And how big do you want your dick to be?
I guess.
If you want to have a dick.
Next game to talk about tonight is called Music Racer Ultimate, developed by Abstract Art and Light Road Games, published by Sometimes You, release March 4th on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, and PS5 for $6.99. Rush along futuristic neon tracks, gather beats, catch the rhythm. The racetrack is created in real time based on the game's music tracks. The speed and mood of each runner determined by the compositions chosen. Obstacles and awards are generated from the music. Get into the rhythm and collect as many points as possible. Jacob, I know we covered this game a while back, but this new Ultimate Edition has one very significant new feature, and that's the ability to use your own music on console, and I think that makes this game fucking awesome.
Well, and you also have access to a music service, too. I forget what the hell it's called. It's something I'm not familiar with. Do you remember what the hell it is?
No, I'm trying to look it up. Audible or something.
It's not Audible.
I'm gonna
ride along to a James Patterson novel.
Audius.
I mean, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I mean,
have you read a James Patterson book?
Yes.
Oof. I am judging you so damn hard over here.
Go right ahead.
You have to remember there's a 40-minute limit on tracks.
Oh, all that's right. A shame.
So thankfully you could still do Rush's 2112.
I made Carnage do a 22-minute Metroid cover.
Very nice.
So how much did Carnage hate you for that?
He enjoyed it.
He probably loved it.
Because it's an awesome fucking song.
All right, so
Crystal
anyways,
Flash, goddamn right. We played it on this show a bunch of times, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so when I originally reviewed this game, I believe I gave it a deny it. And with this version, I actually realized I was playing it wrong the previous time because I assumed it was kind of like a Guitar Hero or Rock Band game where you're supposed to be collecting as many of these points as you can, like, in trying to, like, 100% the song. And I'm just like, I don't know how the fuck you're supposed to do it. Like, it's impossible, blah, 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 blah. And it's really not. You're really just supposed to be collecting just as many points as you can, because then what you do is that you use those points to like to unlock other crap in the game. And so it's really not like you're trying to
I mean, you want to 100% them if you can, but
I don't see how the fuck you could on some of these tracks.
That's why I said really you don't. Want to if you
well,
can.
Well, yeah.
If you can do your own tracks, if there's any achievements for that, just pick like the shittiest, most pathetic track you can. That's super easy to do. Just do that.
Pick that like polyphonic spree one that's nothing but tones. Like, so I fully admit with my previous review, like I did it wrong. So I apologize for that one.
Big so shocker.
This is a big shocker. Hey, at least I admit when I'm wrong. Anyway.
I'm never wrong. There's a difference. We are not the same.
Anyway, Music Racer.
So yeah, there's a shitload of tracks that you can play in this game. And it's all different styles of music. A lot of it is like ambient kind of stuff. And you pretty much just roll along on the different tracks and you're trying to collect as many of these points. And all you do with them is just use them to buy new vehicles that you can tool around in. And it's great. Like, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff. Like, you can have like the Tron light cycle in there if you want. And just like, as I said, you just tool around with it. And honestly, it's a supremely relaxing game, especially for the price point. Now, I will say that there are some songs that I don't know if the song controls it or if it's the game that controls the colors, but holy shit, they made my eyes want to bleed. Because like the absolute like intensity of like the neons that are used in some of these. So I'm warning you right there that is an issue. But honestly, it's a pretty relaxing game as long as you realize you're not trying to 100% it. You're just trying to collect shit. That's it.
I think it's only as relaxing as the music you choose. Because you could say it's relaxing. Meanwhile, I'll fire up my custom music folder and I'll be rocking out to Slipknot.
All right.
That's not relaxing.
I did not add any new music to the game.
Yeah, and that's,
I only went with what was provided.
That's the biggest thing with this game is the ability to just use your own music because it just procedurally generates the notes on I don't know what kind of algorithm they use to place the notes, but you can use any song you want on either the Audius service or upload it to your own private web server or your own private folder, or there's ways to use like a web dev server on your computer or smartphone, and you can play whatever the fuck you want. And that, like, the game was fun before. It was fun. I enjoyed this game before. It's just a whole new world when you have your own music. It's
I'd say it's closer to like Audio Surf or whatever it was called.
It's like a Wipeout style racing game where you're just picking up notes along the track. My gripes with the original are still here. Like, the initial stage is way too hilly. I think they should have had the retro stage available as the first one that doesn't have as many hills where you can actually see the notes coming at you. I don't think they really addressed any of the big issues we had with it.
No.
But the ability to just add your own music makes this game just a whole new league of fun, because you can play You Just Fucking Died by Mustin to this game and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Show link and to the game in chat.
Huh? What?
Link to the game in chat.
Okay. So yeah, Jacob, really it is $7. What are your thoughts on this one?
I definitely recommend it. You know, as I said, I turned it down the last time, but obviously your mileage will vary with the music that you pop in this game. Honestly, like a lot of it's the ambient stuff, and that's just what I stuck with. I found it to be a very relaxing game once I stopped being so anal about trying to collect all the notes and like, oh my God, I can't collect this stuff. Hey, I've got other Chuck Tingle titles to read. So
is he the guy who does all the dinosaur porn books?
Yes. Did you not hear half the titles he read?
Well, I heard them. That's why I was wondering if he was the guy or if there was just someone else who also did.
Anyways,
them.
I recommend buying this game. It's only $7, and as Joe keeps talking about, being able to add your own music is a huge fucking boon for this, like, as opposed to like having to buy like, you know, tons of DLC tracks.
Yeah,
which Joe has spent like probably, I don't know, would you estimate you've spent like probably like $10,000 on Rock Band DLC at this point?
Probably. No, not that much. Maybe really? Like 6-7.
Jeez. But yeah, like, you know, so gotcha. You could just rip your entire CD collection and toss it into this game. How fucking awesome is that?
Ripping CDs. How old are
could
you?
Could you actually fucking move all your Rock Band music onto this, or would that not work?
No,
it's not a thing.
It can't read music that's on your hard drive. You have to have music from some kind of web server or based on their music service. But you can put whatever you want. So if there's a song you like in Rock Band, get the MP3, put it on your web server, and play it.
Nice. What's do they have like an amount of storage space that you can get before you have to pay for more or anything?
Way it works is it just downloads one song at a time. It doesn't save anything to the system. Everything, it just stores it in the RAM. It plays the song and then it deletes it. Otherwise, there would be way too many like legal and technical loopholes that they would have to go through with rights and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So that's why there's the limit. It's 100 meg is the limit for the file size and 40 minutes is the limit for length. Okay. And anything under there, as long as you have the proper file format, which it uses MP3, AUG files, WAV files, anything there, you could just fire it up and play it.
So just make an entire album into a single song that works. Okay.
Yeah, if you want.
Nifty.
Cool. All right.
This game seems interesting. I can't play it. It would be a seizure-inducing nightmare.
Yes, it would. It would murder you.
It looks so cool, though. It's such a shame.
The one thing to keep in mind is that the Xbox One and the Series X version are separate purchases. Damn. I believe there's a discount if you own the Xbox One to buy the Series X, but I'm not sure if it works the other way around. Jacob, go to buy the Xbox One version and tell me how much it costs for you.
Damn it, I'm busy reading Chuck Tingle titles.
Yeah, pull out all the good ones and just put them on something to tell us.
Yeah, you would want me to pull out all the good ones.
So, is he done now? Can we kick him out of the call, Joe?
Nope.
Fuck.
Nope, he's got one more.
Fuck.
Next game is Balotron, developed by Cool2 Interactive, published by Zetalon. Released March 1st on Xbox One and Windows 10 for $4.99 each. Unlock your talent and dexterity in this new Logic arcade game. Make the blue ball hit the green ball to achieve the goal. Shoot smart balls to hit large balls, or shoot small balls to hit large balls and blocks. Find elegant solutions to completing levels. Earn stars and collect golden coins to win super prizes. Jacob, what is Balotron?
So, it's pretty much just like Galactic Pool with like tons of shit thrown in, like that make you have to like try to figure out your trick shots. And theoretically, like you get, all right, so you get three chances or you get like three, you know, blue balls. Anyway, that you have chances with, although in all reality, you really should always be able to do it with just one ball. I think.
Unless it's you.
Well, no. All right, so here's the thing. I ended up having to view a strategy guide on YouTube for some of these because I was just like, I don't understand how the fuck some of these levels are meant to work. It ramps up the difficulty real quick.
It does. This game gets brain-breaky quick.
The game acts like, you know, it's just like, oh, I'm holding you by the hand. Here's how this works. And, you know, you could try it out on this. And it, like,
pretty sure it's like, holding you by the balls, but yeah.
By the blue balls. Anyway. Anyway. It introduces, like, new mechanics slowly. And it, like, you know, it gives like a demonstration of how stuff works and explains it. And then you have to do it yourself and you're just like, fuck. And then you're also trying to like figure out whether or not this can actually only be done with one ball. And if not, like, do I have to rapidly fire off another one real quick? And you have to account for like you know, you have to essentially account for physics on this kind of stuff and how certain materials will work. Because some, like, there's some blocks that will just, like, intercept your blue ball and, like, destroy it. There's other ones that, like, you know, they just weigh too much. And so, like, your ball can't do anything.
Heavy balls.
And so it's just... It's a lot.
He's four, I guess.
A lot of trial and error.
Yep.
Coincidentally, trial and error are also the name of my testicles.
And disappointment is the name of your penis.
Most nights, yes. It's just, it requires a lot of trial and error, and it's. It's not a bad game, but it's just, it took so much damn time to, like, trying to figure this shit out that I eventually just ended up watching YouTube videos trying to figure out how the hell to get it done. And it quickly goes from being, like, amusing to not, like, not that fun. And, like, some of the levels I was just like, well, how the fuck was I ever supposed to figure that out? Like... I don't know. I got frustrated with it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a bad game. It's definitely not a bad game. It's just,
I think the difficulty wall is hard to overcome. It's not a difficulty curve. It's just a wall. It gets hard stupidly quick. It gets unintuitive is the word I would go with. It doesn't, like, puzzles like this, you want to see it and be like, okay, this is how I could do it. Let me put the plan into action. This one, you look at it and you're like,
you just sound like you're on Home Improvement. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. $5 on this one. What do you think?
If you're an achievement whore, I'd recommend it. Because, you know, it's, I mean, you know that they're going to add in extra achievements later on, but. I don't know. I was not the biggest fan of this game. It's not a bad game either. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't feel right giving it a deny it, but at the same time, I was just right. It's not bad, but it's just like, at the same time, I'm not like, oh, maybe you should just try it first. And I'm just like, that's a slog.
Well, if it helps, it's on sale for $4. So,
I mean, it's just, yeah, I guess I would just have to give it, like, a try it. Like,
a reluctant try it.
Yeah.
You're a lot nicer than I am.
Well, that's a lot of people.
True. Very true.
All right. Well, Jacob, that's it for you.
Fuck off. Cool.
Yeah.
Aren't you going to ask if I have other, like, parting words?
Nope.
No, because I know where it's going.
In your butt.
In my butt.
Do you have any?
Go ahead. Give us a few more titles and then hang up.
All right. Well, actually, I was going to give one more news story. It was very brief, but, you know, I could do that, or I could give a couple more Chuck Tingle titles. Which would you prefer?
Chuck Tingle titles, because those are fucking hilarious.
All right. Well, you guys get both. Anyway. So somebody, if you recall the Red Hot Chili Peppers video, Californication, back from like 1999, nope. The whole thing was like set up in like a video game world. Huh, somebody has actually made a video game, based on it, and you can actually like just fuck around and like, yeah, do all the shit that they did in the music video. So that's pretty cool. All right. Now for Chuck Tingle titles.
Yes.
Pounded in the butt by my irrational bigoted fear of humans who were born as unicorns using a human restroom. Pounded by my handsome ghost boats. Slammed in the butt by my Hugo Award nomination. Pounded in the butt by my Hugo Award loss. Kissed on the wiener by my own wiener. Slammed in the butt by my smartphone's missing headphone jack. Chef Woolly Mammoth eats my butt. Slammed in the butt by the handsome sentient manifestation of Election Day. Oh, fake Jesus. News, real boners.
How many of these does he make a year? Take a look at these. Does he make like 3 or 4 of these a year?
Oh, he constantly like churns these things out. Anyways, I'm still reading. Game of Butts, the Pounds of Winter. Heavy metal unicorn lawyer sings in... wait, what is that? I think it's Swings. Okay. No, it is Sings. Heavy Metal Unicorn Lawyer Sings Into My Butthole Legally. Wait, is there an illegal one? I don't know. Pound into the... Oh, geez, I can't read some of these because, like, the titles are so small. Pounded in the butt by the handsome physical manifestation of holiday shopping. Pounded in the butt by my handsome zombie elevator. Sentient phantom tow truck pounds my butt. Slammed in the butt by my handsome laundry detergent pod. Rammed in the... Oh, God.
Jesus, I love this guy.
Rammed in the butt by the handsome sentient manifestation of traffic, who is a bad boy. Saturday pounds me in the butt. Friday pounds me in the butt. Thursday pounds me in the butt. There's also Sunday and Wednesday. I don't know if there's... Oh, there's Tuesday. Okay.
I really like Kissed on the Wiener by my wiener.
Veep Throat, Mike Bentz, pounded in the butt by the word Lodestar. Jesus. Pounded in the butt by the unexpected early arrival of Christmas decorations.
Oh my God. All right, well, we can't read all of them. We have more show to go. Oh, my
pounded
God.
Pounded in the butt by the physical manifestation of awkward political dinner discussion over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Save some of these for next Thursday. This is fucking
fantastic. Just so you know, all these are available up on Amazon for the Kindle for $2.99 each. Some of these are also on Audible. So for those of you who want to have your books read to you, you know what to do.
I'm going to buy one of these on Audible and then play it really loudly on the bus one day.
Just one?
I don't ride the bus otherwise. I don't ride the bus, so yeah, just one day.
Yeah, you're going to ride the bus while like spouting a Chuck Tingle thing? Nice. yeah. Also, Joe, back to like what your question was about Music Racer Ultimate, the Xbox One edition shows up as being on sale for $5.59 to me.
All right, so the discount only works one way then. If you own the Xbox One version, you get the Series version for half off. If you own it the other way around, you're stuck paying full price.
Well, no, it's currently on sale.
For, no, you know, it's normal launch sale.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
All right, get out of here. We have reviews to do.
All right.
Pounded in the butt. Elex 2, developed by Piranha Bytes, published by THQ Nordic, released March 1st on Xbox One, Series X and S, PS4 and PS5, and PC for $59.99. Elex 2 is the sequel to Elex, the vintage open-world role-playing experience from the award-winning creators of the Gothic and Risen series, Piranha Bytes. Elex 2 returns to the post-apocalyptic science fantasy world of Magellan, with massive environments that can be explored with unrivaled freedom. Via jetpack, you'll be able to move through the epic story any way you want. Sounds like they're taking a page out of Anthem's playbook with the jetpack.
I think the jetpack in this might actually be better than Anthem's jetpack is definitely better. Too bad that game is shit.
Is this one
shit? We'll talk about that. And just so everyone's aware, I've put around 54, 55 hours in this fucking game.
Damn.
So I do have a valid opinion on it. You may not like that opinion. I don't give a fuck. Great. Okay, so in this, you play as Jax, who is apparently the schmuck that you played as in the first game. He's decided, after beating the army in the last game, to tell everyone, they called someone, we need to prepare, and then everyone laughed him off because they wanted to fight each other again like they were beforehand. You know, exactly what happens in the real world every time a bunch of countries get together, and then immediately once the threat is taken care of, they bicker amongst each other. So he decides to go be a hermit and live on his own in the middle of nowhere, because, you know, that's what you do. Then aliens come in and crash something directly into your fucking house, because fuck you in particular, I guess. So at that point, he loses everything, and then he gets bit by one of them because he's, you know, apparently this battle-hardened super soldier who can't beat an alien dog up, and gets bit by it. Because, you know, that makes sense. able not to get shot by things. Dog's too fast for him. Okay, whatever. And with that, he loses all his abilities from the first game, so now he's a little baby again.
No, at least they found an interesting way to lose your abilities?
No. Because most of your abilities are... lots of the abilities he learns are shit that he could do with no physical nothingness. If you're like, oh, now you can't hold the gun or swing a sword as good with that arm, fine, whatever. But it's not even his good fucking arm. Ugh, it's bad. It's bad. Anyways, not going to talk on that. Not going to dwell on that. So, in this... where do I start with this? The combat. Let's start there. You're going to get your ass handed to you. A lot. I played it on the easiest difficulty because fuck playing games on hard when you have to review them really quickly.
Yeah. I agree
and,
there.
And would you like to know how many times I died any fucking way?
A lot.
Yeah. Because this game decides in its infinite wisdom of I don't know where the fuck it's getting its wisdom because it's stupid. It decides, hey, here's a whole bunch of low-level enemies. Oh, and here's one that even at level 20, you have trouble killing. With one, some of the strongest fucking gear you can get in the game. They just put them at random everywhere. yeah. So within like the first couple hours of playing the game, I found one of the hardest enemies to kill that just dot throughout this place. As a matter of fact, I found a couple of them, but one of this type, it's called a troll, and it killed me in one hit over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and then I gave up trying to kill it, only to find another one about 20 seconds later. Fuck me, I guess. I also found giant flying things that came down out of nowhere and fucking kicked my ass too, because, you know, that's fun. Because I don't look up to fight enemies. I look at all the ground motherfuckers around me. So that screwed me up the first time one of those showed up and kicked my ass, and they're really strong too. So, yeah, that's fun. They treat it like the real wild. You might find a bear anywhere up in these woods. So, yeah, that's great. It's also, after you kill something, it doesn't respawn. At some point, for some reason, enemies kind of respawned in my game after like 40 fucking hours of playing it. Except for it didn't respawn the enemies that were already there. It spawned in new, stronger enemies, and I don't know what caused it. so I don't know. But after you kill an enemy, it's fucking dead. It's gone. The end. There's no more to it. So you can clear out an entire area, say for the enemies that are going to stomp your ass into oblivion pretty quickly and easily, and you don't get a lot of money from it. Oh, and everything costs a lot of fucking money. Because as you level up, you have to buy abilities. I guess you don't have to if you don't want to learn how to pick locks or hack or swing your sword better or anything. I guess you don't have to learn anything. But it'd be pretty fucking wise to do it. So you have to buy your abilities, and you have to find trainers to buy your fucking abilities from, because they teach you things. Because apparently you don't, being bit on the elbow apparently makes you forget how to haggle prices at a store. Because infection, I guess. I don't know. It's stupid. The abilities, you know, some of them start off at like $250. And you can make about 1,000 in an hour mid-game. You know, when you're stronger and you can actually kill shit pretty easily, you can make about 1,000 in an hour. So, you know, it's going to take you a little while to make that fucking money. And that's just the level one of some of the early skills. Level one. There's multiple levels of most of these. There's two or three in almost all of them, and there's a few that go up to five. At level three, you're already in the thousands of dollars range.
Oh, jeez.
I don't even know what it gets to the level five, because I've yet to get there because it costs so much fucking money. And that's and then on top of that, you also have to buy your gear. You have to buy your fucking weapons. You have to buy stuff to craft with. And also, you don't get just to craft anything either. You have to... Apparently getting bit on the fucking elbow also makes you forget how to blacksmith or create chemicals. So you have to buy those abilities in order to combine weapons together the same weapon type. You can't take like a gun and a sword and combine them together and make a new gun sword or anything. But at first, you know, you have three of a damaged sword, and that's how every weapon you find comes in, unless it's a special weapon. They're all damaged, no matter who's using it. So you get three of those, you can combine them and make one standard sword. And then you take two of those standard swords, along with a lot of really expensive resources, and you can make an enhanced one. And all that does is just make them stronger and stronger. Thankfully, that doesn't increase what stats you have to wield it, because the weapons have stats you have to wield it. Some of them, it's you need this much dexterity and strength in order to wield it. Others are constitution and strength. I don't use any of those because fuck constitution. Because apparently he had amazing constitution, got bit on the elbow once and lost everything. So I don't care about constitution. Fuck it. So, yeah, thankfully that. At this point, after 50 hours, I've gotten to where I can use almost the strongest weapon. I still can't even use the fucking strongest one. So, yeah.
This is a time sink, basically.
Oh, yes. Especially if you're an achievement slut, it's going to take you for fucking ever. You're going to get pounded by the game by the end of this. Tingle can write a book about this. Because most of the achievements are like, oh, here, kill 250 enemies. That doesn't sound like a lot. That's a lot when it comes to this game. A whole lot. Because you're going to get pounded in the ass by all the enemies. Another good Tingle book. Then there's one for like 500. It takes so long to do this. I finally got the 500 one after like 40-something hours of playing the game. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. And that includes little rats and isopods, which are little harmless creatures that I just decided to slaughter wholesale because I was angry. So I've slaughtered a whole bunch of those, probably a couple hundred of those at this point. Thankfully, enemies also count people that you decide that you just are irritated with and just want to kill them. So, you know, there's that too. Lots of the enemies, well, not enemies, lots of the people in this are completely cannon fodder, really. They all have one name, like, for their faction. They're just a person in that faction. So, like, the Berserkers, most of the people are just called Berserker, because no one gives a fuck about these people. They don't have names. They're nameless faces to slaughter, if you so wish. So you'll know who the important ones are, because they have fucking names. So, great. That also includes some shopkeepers, sometimes. Not always, because some of them are just called armorer, weapon specialist, scrap merchant.
How many people did you kill in this game? Okay, I'm going to go with a lot.
Yeah. In this, there's also four, five factions, something like that, that you can join. And there's a morality system in this game that it doesn't fucking show you. If you kill, like, the isopods and the rats, you get something called destruction. And if you have high destruction, you're a piece of shit, and you have low destruction, you're a good person, apparently. But it doesn't show you anywhere how much of it you have, so that's fun. And there's an achievement for joining each of the factions. You can only join one. So I decided, my destruction's high enough from killing all those isopods and rats because I was irritated and they only take one hit to kill, so I could actually kill them. that, you know, I'm just going to join this group and be the biggest asshole I could. So I just made a separate save and I went that route and I killed almost everyone in that group and in another group before I had enough destruction to join them. So I killed 80, 90 people. Just innocent people weren't even trying to attack me or anything. I just walked up and I just killed the shit out of them.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. Only to find out at random, it will make some of the standard unnamed enemies, which I'm pretty sure is a glitch. It'll make them invincible instead of the ones who are named. Pretty sure the named ones are supposed to be invincible, but whatever. I don't care. I also killed one of the shopkeepers. Most of them are invincible, and one of them apparently it was on a guard instead. So that was nice to find out, oh no, this armorer for the faction that I joined is dead because I slaughtered most of this faction in order to join this faction. Yeah. It was funny. But things end up costing a lot of money pretty quickly. Like the armor I'm wearing, each piece of it is almost 5,000 credits each. And you have pants, a shirt, and a helmet. It gets expensive quick, and it is really hard to get the fucking money to do any goddamn thing. I'm usually hovering around 100 credits at any given time because it's all so expensive. And I don't buy healing stuff. I don't buy ammo, nothing. I don't buy anything but what I fucking need to. I'll buy, you know, the potions that give me, like, plus one to strength permanently, stuff like that, because then I don't have to fucking level up as much. But the games, as you level up, you get attribute points. You get 10 of them every level up, unless you get the ability that gives you 11, which is fucking useless. And at first, for the first 30 levels that you put into any of your stats, it only costs one attribute point to level it up by one. After you, from 31 to 60, it costs two. And from 61 to, I assume, 90, which I don't think there's a purpose to getting, it's five of those points. So you only get to do two levels per level, which sucks. And the only reason you raise any of that shit is in order to get abilities or to equip new weapons. Because otherwise, it doesn't do anything. Because if you're using the base weapon, let's say it requires 10 strength, at 90 strength, it doesn't do any more fucking damage. So that it's only so you can equip a weapon that requires more strength that does more damage itself, or to, again, get abilities, because I know some of them go up to, like, I'm pretty sure I have an ability that I have to have, like, a dexterity of fucking 85 to get, and I'm just like, I don't really want to get that high. I'm going to get it because I want it, because it makes it to where my lock picks don't break anymore.
Oh, that's a good ability.
Yeah, and there's another one. Actually, that one might be 75 in dex, and the other one is a pickpocketing one that has 85, or it might be the other way. I don't remember. Yeah, because it does not take much to break the luck picks in this. It's not like Skyrim. It uses a different way. Instead, you see, like, all the tumbles and everything, I think is what they're called, on the inside. It gives you, like, a sideways view of the inside of it. And you just have to get it to where it pops all of them up. And eventually he'll say, oh, that's no good. And that actually indicates that a pick broke, even though it doesn't show it breaking. And I didn't know that for a long time until I read online that they broke. And I was like, oh, they break? Yeah.
Here's a question. Can you save it before you open a chest and then save scum the lock? Yes. Okay, well then fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah, you'll pick up so many lock picks that it doesn't fucking matter. I have hundreds of them, and I don't buy them either. I just loot them off of corpses and shit and stuff that I just find around in the level. Another thing, in combat, enemies will pull out weapons. If they're a distance from you, they'll pull out their gun. If they're close to you, they'll pull out their hand weapon. If you kill them, you can loot their body for whatever weapon they had unequipped at the time. Whatever they were holding will go flying out of their hand, and you have to go fucking find it. Because, you know, that's fun. It's very hard to find them fucking things. For a while, I didn't even know they dropped all of them. I thought just occasionally they'd drop one. No, they always drop them. Lots of times it ends up under the map, so you can't get to it, which just sucks. But it is what it is. But I did find there are one set of items that you really want to look out for if you play this fucking game. Sunglasses. They look stupid. They give you no armor for your headspace, but sunglasses have one of three stats for them, and all three of them are good to varying degrees. One allows you to see hazards, which I don't think has a fucking purpose, because if you can't see a giant green poisonous mist, then when I'm blind and I can fucking see it, then you have issues. Another one allows you to see enemies. I assume they're outlines or something, but there's an ability you can buy later that just puts them all on your map, so you can see where they are through the mini map really easily. So there's no point in that one. The last one, though, is the single best item in the entire fucking game, as far as I'm concerned. It highlights all the items you can pick up in the environment within like 20 meters of you or some shit. So every time one of those assholes dies and their weapon goes flying out of their hand 500 yards away, you can find that motherfucker and you can pick it up, and then you can sell it for more money because you need the money. I actually don't sell items because I want one of every item, every weapon enhanced. Also, if you upgrade the items, they're worth significantly more money when you sell them. Because a damaged one, you might be able to sell it for like $3. You make it just to the next best one, which only requires three damaged one, nothing else, and it's like a couple $100 that you can sell it for.
Oh wow.
Fuck yeah, I am selling it then. Don't bother upgrading it to enhanced and then selling it, because it might be, you know, some of the heroines might change its value up by a couple thousand, but you've probably spent more on that just getting the fucking resources to make it.
Yeah, well, speaking of spending money, this one's sitting at $60. What are your thoughts on it?
I had the fight with this game for so long. Now that I'm finally around level 30 and I can equip the strongest weapon in the game, and I've had the strongest armor for forever, at least until I join a faction, then they'll give me better ones, but whatever. Until that point, this game has been a chore to the highest fucking degree. I had to fight with this game at every fucking corner to do anything. How much these things cost, especially at early game, is way too high. The fact that you can run into any level of enemy, basically, and there's nothing really telling you how strong they are. I mean, for a troll, I guess it should be kind of obvious, but I honestly thought I'd have a shot at it, since it was along with enemies that I was able to hit kill in one or two hits. The fact that shit happens, and it's very hard for me to recommend this game, because he's going to piss you off a lot. But if you stick with it until you're significantly into it, then it gets decent-ish. So I can't, I have to go with deny it, just because it's a time sink that I don't think most people are going to be willing to put into, because it's, you have to fight to get any enjoyment out of the game for a very long time, and it's not that's not a fun fight either. So
well, it sounds like a Piranha Bytes game. So
yeah,
Euro jank RPGs. I love them.
It wasn't as janky.
No,
as I was expecting. It was surprisingly not that janky. Other than all the weapons falling under the map, it wasn't that janky. I was shocked because I heard how janky Elix 1 was, so I was prepared for that to be one of the jankiest fucking things that ever. It was actually not that janky. It has a lot of other fucking issues though, as stated. So yeah. I had to put that on the night for that.
All right. Well, one final game to talk about tonight is called Synergia, a cyberpunk thriller visual novel developed by Ratty Art, published by Top Hat Studios, released February 22nd on Xbox One, Series X and S for $14.99. A neon-lit dystopian cityscape becomes the stage for thrilling adventure and deep eerie romance in this cyberpunk-themed visual novel. The complex personalities and experiences of more than 20 characters are interwoven across multiple paths and possible endings. Your choices matter not only to you, but to all those with whom you struggle to connect. Aki, what is this game?
It is a visual novel with a very small handful of choices in it, and it can be beaten in a few hours. And I don't mean 100%, but each playthrough can be beaten in a couple of hours, three, four at most. And yeah, you play as a cyber crimes police officer thingy. You deal with taking out androids who are breaking the law. In a cyberpunk future, everyone owns androids, and sometimes they get hacked and do fucky things, and sometimes people decide to buy black market ones that are fucky in the first place because people are stupid. Yeah, Scotty, fuck you. If you're gonna buy a visual novel, people, fucking read it.
I like how you respond to him without saying what he said.
I know. Scotty said that you can beat in about 15 minutes if you don't want to read, and you probably can, but fuck Scotty and fuck everyone who does that. Read the damn thing. It's a visual novel. It's not long. Fucking enjoy the story. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Have you never read a book in your life? I'm getting too angry.
No, you are.
It makes
and me you're an people. Achievement hunter, which makes it even funnier, because like you should be all about that.
Yeah, no. If it's a visual novel, I read every single word. I hate when people skip through it, because visual novels, most of them are good. Not all of them, but most of them. The ones that are bad, I can forgive you. But you do that to all of them, especially Scotty does. I know he does. He's a dickhead. Bad Scotty. Bad. Bad. And this one, I wouldn't... I'm kind of iffy on whether you should do the skipping in this one. Because in this, you play as... I forgot her name already, because it really doesn't matter. And it says there's so many people. I haven't met that many people in it. But she plays as a cop who deals with androids. Basically, it's very Ghost in the Shell-esque with how she deals with the enemy. She just hacks into their brain and fries them, basically, because I guess that's what they do. And she's apparently not a people person, but people pretend to be nice to her and then immediately shit on her the very next day. Which doesn't make sense to me, and it doesn't make sense to her either, but she's like, okay, whatever, but none of it makes any fucking sense. And that's kind of the problem with a lot of this book, or with a lot of this game. A lot of it doesn't make a lot of sense, because they just put you in the middle of this woman's life. Like, there are issues she's already dealing with, but you have no knowledge about the background of said issues until it's brought up later, but that doesn't help you understand in the first fucking place. Like, in one of the very first scenes, she's talking to her partner, who seems pretty happy with her. He's even inviting her to come and eat with his family, because she has an android, and that's it. So he's like,
I have an iPhone. Hang out.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. We don't need other people. We got phones. It's good. And she's like, no, I'm not really for that stuff. And then the very next day, he's like, fuck you, I have a new partner, go fuck yourself, have a good life, whatever. He didn't want anything to do with her, but, like, nothing in that prior conversation with the motherfucker led to this. It's like a complete 180, and it takes her a little by surprise, even though she immediately goes with it, because she's like, eh, I didn't like him anyways, which she didn't fucking hint at in the prior conversation with him, which was literally just the day before. So it's like... where this doesn't compute. This part one does not go to part two. It's like you missed a fucking couple of months in between there, but it was just one night, and she went to sleep immediately that night. What the fuck's going on? And it has a lot of issues like that in the game, but if you ignore that kind of stuff, it becomes really a crux of she starts falling in love with a robot, which is illegal.
That sounds like something you shouldn't give away in the review.
Well, that's the entire point, the plot of it. So that's not spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always worry with you because you go heavy into like story details with your reviews. I'm always like, I wonder if that's too much. I'm too lazy to edit that too.
Yeah, pretty much. I always have to wonder that too, because like in the story ones, obviously I want to share the story because that's what makes up the game, but it's like, I don't want to go too far. But that's one of the main crux of the entire game is that, like, that's brought up right near the get-go in the first conversation, because apparently everyone seems to think that maybe she has a thing for her current android, and literally they immediately talk about how that's illegal, and she's like, oh yeah, let's get him off the scent and shit, is basically what's going on. That's the very first conversation. So it's kind of obvious, and they even say on here that it's a love story is part of I believe part of the tagline or whatever for it, part of the description or whatever. So obviously, if she doesn't have any interest in people, what is she going to fall in love with?
I'm reading her toaster oven. Soon Scylla and Mara forge a unique, if sometimes uneasy, bond. So they got a unique in the description. That is beautiful.
Mara is the android. Most of it is, you know, you have a case, you make a decision on how to deal with the case, and then it moves on to the next case. And then you, in between the cases, she interacts with the rest of the world, which very quickly becomes dealing with her new android, Mara, because that's how she meets Mara. Her other android breaks, so she gets a replacement, which is free. And it is weird because it shouldn't be free. So something's fucky is going on, and I'm not explaining that, mostly because I don't know exactly 100% what the fucky thing is. It only has two endings, so I guess technically, yes, it has multiple endings, in so much that you let a person go or you don't. That is the only choice in it that matters, apparently. You're either at the very end, one of the last choices is don't let a guy go, let a guy go, and that apparently gives you the two endings, and that's it. Each choice does change how the immediate section fills out. That's not how you say that, but whatever. You know what I mean. But it doesn't change anything after that, though. So in the first one, you can either hack into somebody or you can try and just talk to them instead without hacking into them. And that changes how the rest of that single mission plays out. But the next mission, it doesn't do anything. So nothing really changes there. There's not any branching storylines here. So, yeah.
No, the game's sitting at $15. What are your thoughts?
I like it. I think it's cute. I think their little love story is really adorable. The rest of it can go right in the bin. That's really the only part I care about. Because again, most of the her cases, they don't make a lot of sense, because you're like dropped in the middle of this world with no real knowledge of what the fuck's going on with anybody, including her. And it doesn't really get explained all that well. So the only part I really care about and what the whole fucking game is about is that one little romance part. But that doesn't make up a majority of the game.
No.
So it's like, that's the part I like. The rest of it, I can come and go. I don't really care about the rest of it.
So overall, I
like it. It's a really nice one. Its story isn't particularly long, so I'm all for it.
Cool. All right, well, that is it for this episode. Made it through another one. Big shout out to Trey from Digerati and Big Sugar for coming on, chatting with us, and getting pounded in the butt by Chuck Tingle. Thanks to Jacob for being here and getting pounded in the butt by Chuck Tingle as well as pounded in the butt by Chuck Tingle's novels and the physical manifestation of Chuck Tingle's novels. And then, Aki, thanks to you for getting pounded in the butt by Elix, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to sit right for a month.
Well, that's it. Music. We're going to play something from A Musical Story. It is not pounded in the butt, but it is good music. So do you have any final words to end the show?
Pounded in the butt seems pretty appropriate.
Pounded in the butt.
Yeah. I think that should be the tagline for the whole episode.
No, I'm not calling the episode Pounded in the Butt.
Yes, do it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Got to. It'd be perfect.
No. No.
Guys,
music.